What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Show today. It is Thursday, November 17th, 2016. RBN here. We're trying to work out some of these difficulties so we don't have to go through this day after day after day after day. Anyway, this is the What Really Happened radio show. I'm your host, Michael Rivero. It is Thursday, September 21st, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, and let's get into the news here. Obviously, at this point, as we move further and further away from Trump's UN speech, more and more people seem to be willing to come on out with expressions of their unhappiness, upset with what he said. And at this point, everyone has pretty much concluded that all of Trump's campaign promises last year, the United States no longer being the policeman of the world, pulling back from all these interventions, that's all gone away. Trump is a captive of the deep state, the CIA, the military-industrial complex, what have you. And Trump has now fallen in line with continued interventionism around the world. And of course, obviously, also his subservience to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is going to get ready to send more Americans off to make war on Israel's enemies that have not done anything to us. And there is really the issue. Again, Iran has not done anything to the United States of America. Neither did Iraq, neither did Libya, neither did Yemen, neither did Somalia. These are all unprovoked outright aggressions on the part of the United States of America, and it looks like it's continuing. Now, back in 2002, Bush used his United Nations speech to argue for the action against Iraq, which was based on all these lies about weapons of mass destruction, and it looks like Trump is just going down that same pattern, arguing for war against Iran, again, with lies and myths about weapons of mass destruction. And again, the IAEA has certified that Iran is totally in compliance with the P5 plus 1. It's just Israel's out there saying, oh, no, we know Iran still has a secret nuclear weapon program. We tried to tell the IAEA, but they wouldn't listen to us, probably because Israel's been lying about Iran nuclear weapon for close to 30 years now. It's like every 2 months, Iran is just 2 weeks away from a nuclear bomb. They've been saying that for almost 30 years, and it hasn't happened. And don't forget, when Israel bombed the Osirak power station in Iraq, they made the same claim. They're building bombs in the basement. And following the invasion of Iraq, experts, analysts, inspectors took a look at the remains of the Osirak reactor, and all they found was a power station. There was no secret bomb factory in the basement, the way Israel has down in Dimona. And so basically, more and more people are realizing that what Trump has announced at the United Nations is the official descent of the United States of America into outright barbarism. And they're trying to sell the idea that war and genocide are cool and acceptable, because that's what Donald Trump is talking about. When he's talking about totally destroying North Korea, he's advocating the genocide of an entire people. And a lot of the world's leaders are very upset about that, and not just the outside world. Apparently, three organizations, MoveOn.org, Credo Action, and Win Without War, issued a joint statement today saying this statement is a complete failure, that Trump's speech is a complete failure. It's just bellicosity and aggression just laid bare. Now, the president of the Czech Republic is out there saying that Trump is out there acting like he's a teacher handing out grades. And the United Nations is supposed to be a meeting of equals, leaders of nations. And Donald Trump is acting like this is all about masters and students, and that President of the United States of America makes him master of the world. And no, it doesn't. I'm sure there's a lot of other world leaders who would say, no, actually, it doesn't here. And more people are coming on out and saying, basically, the reality is the United States is the biggest rogue state, and it's constantly accusing others of what the United States has been doing. Oh, they're using torture. No, the U.S. was. Oh, they've got weapons of mass destruction. No, the U.S. does. Oh, they're using chemical weapons. No, the U.S. has been doing that. They're projecting their sins onto the designated enemy to justify continued aggression. And Dan Kovalik is saying he doesn't think it's appropriate to speak about defending the interests of just one particular nation at the United Nations. It's supposed to be finding a joint way forward to peace and prosperity. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is basically lashed out, saying Donald Trump is ignorant and spiteful, and basically saying it was full of false information and groundless allegations against the Iranian nation. And he's absolutely true. They're still out there pushing this idea that Iran might have nuclear weapons. They might somewhere hidden. Israel says they've got hidden nuclear weapons. We have to listen to Israel here. It's entirely possible they could have it. Yeah, they could also possibly maybe have a Death Star. But you don't go bombing other countries on the possibility of what they might have when you don't have a single scrap of evidence about it. That's like me saying, I'm convinced my neighbor is coveting my wife. I don't have any proof of it, but because I suspect that it might be the case, that gives me a right to go on out and shoot him. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, more and more countries are coming forward to say they're perfectly happy with the existing Iranian nuclear deal. Of course, Israel's not happy about it. And Macron is saying maybe it should be renegotiated, but everybody else in the European Union is saying we are not renegotiating the Iran nuclear deal. We're very, very happy with the way it is. This is an agreement that prevented a nuclear program and potentially prevented a military intervention. But see, there's the object lesson again. Even though Iran is in compliance, even though Iran has surrendered their nuclear weapons program, the U.S. is still going after them. And everybody is aware of it. China is now on board, calling for support for the Iran nuclear deal. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Wednesday said that everybody needs to get behind that Iran nuclear deal and not let it be destroyed. Russia's Sergei Lavrov is reaffirming Russia's commitment to the existing P5+1 deal. And there's even dissension about it here in the United States. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is fully on board with keeping the existing deal. But, of course, Nikki Haley is out there saying, no, no, we've got to get rid of it. We have to move forward. We've got wars to fight. Now, the latest word coming on out of Washington, D.C. is that Trump is going to decertify the Iran deal. He is going to declare that Iran is not in compliance with the deal and then dump the decision about whether to pull out of the deal onto Congress so he can duck the blame if this really goes south here. And this is coming out of NBC News citing four different sources that Trump is going to shift the decision whether or not to pull out of the P5+1 to Congress. And meantime, he's still going to be pushing the European powers to agree to renegotiate parts of the agreement, adding in limits on missiles and various other weapons to make sure that Iran is really easy to invade when the time comes here. Congress is starting to push back, especially the Democrats, saying they have seen absolutely no evidence that Iran has violated the nuclear deal. And again, the IAEA has been keeping watch on Iran, and they're saying there's nothing there. This is a replay of Iraq all over again. They've got weapons of mass destruction. We can't find any evidence of, well, just take it from us. They've got weapons of mass destruction. And as it turned out, Iraq didn't have them. Even the head of the U.S. Strategic Command, Chief General John Hyten, is saying that as far as they can tell, Iran is fully complying with the terms of the deal. Now, here is where Donald Trump or his advisors aren't thinking very clearly. Because if Donald Trump makes good on his threat to pull out of the P5+1 agreement with Iran, how is he going to be able to convince North Korea that America will honor any commitments made if North Korea surrenders their nuclear weapons? You can't do it. You can't break all these agreements and then go to another country and say, we promise we'll do this if you surrender your nuclear weapons. It's not going to work. It's absolutely not going to work. Now, Trump also took a moment to tear into Cuba about how evil they are, how we need to keep the... Okay, we seem to have lost... Are we still on the air? Okay, we're still on. Okay, I was getting strange noises in my headset. All right, so anyway, back to the thing here. Trump was talking about Cuba and maintaining the embargo there. Most of the world leaders are out there saying, we support Cuba. This embargo has gone on long enough. And remember, there's this whole thing about, oh, the U.S. diplomats are under attack. Cuba's doing things to them with sound waves. And as we pointed out yesterday, there's no reason for the Cuban government to do that. Cuba wants normalized relations. Cuba has wanted normal relations with the United States all the way back to when Castro took power. So they're not going to do anything to the diplomats if something indeed was actually happening, and we're not sure it was, given the climate of lying that's coming out of the U.S. government, then it wasn't from the Cuban government. But Trump's out there saying we've got to keep the blockade, and the rest of the world is saying, no, this has gone on way, way too long. Everybody who was in power and authority back then, they're all gone. They're retired. Most of them are dead. This is just the U.S. acting like a spoiled brat, keeping the embargo around Cuba just to prove that they can. Now, over at the Daily Beast, which I used to have a lot of respect for, they just ran an article saying that Russia organized all the pro-Trump rallies. You remember those huge rallies, sports venues filled to overflowing, standing room only, compared to Hillary's little tiny gatherings where she'd get 20, 30, 40 people, and they'd throw her campaign staff in there to make it look like the crowd was larger. Well, Daily Beast is now claiming that Russia used a Facebook page to get all those people to show up for Donald Trump. Only they have no sources and no evidence whatsoever. It's back to the Russia bashing, nonstop, all the time. And it's frankly getting very, very tiresome. And they're still out there trying to say, Russia tampered with our election. Russia tampered with our election. Well, how about the FBI? Because with the revelation that the FBI was tapping Trump's campaign staff both before and after the election, it looks like maybe the meddling in the election came from a domestic source, came from Obama on behalf of Hillary, and Russia had nothing to do with it. And even the Wall Street Journal is out there saying there's an issue there about how much meddling the FBI did in the election. By the way, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have yet to be contacted by Robert Mueller or the Senate in connection with this Russia probe. They're not really looking at the evidence. They're trying to craft a case out of thin air. Now, Hillary Clinton is still out there on her total denial tour, and her latest blame game is that women only voted for Donald Trump because their husbands told them to. See, one of the real surprise outcomes of last year's election were how many women voted for Donald Trump. And Hillary just assumed that women would vote for her because she's a woman. It just makes perfect sense in the liberal mind here. And a lot of women voted for Donald Trump. And now she's out there saying, well, they're just weak. They're just weak. Their husbands told them to vote for Trump, and they just went ahead and did it. And that's why I got cheated out of the White House. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. By the way, Amazon is still censoring all negative reviews of Hillary Clinton's book. Amazon has received an F rating from FakeSpot, which is the company that analyzes Amazon reviews for fraud. And apparently there's a lot of it going on. I mean, her book is already on clearance shelves. Let's take a phone call. Tom in Connecticut. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. The last couple of days I've heard some comments about Sandy Hook. Evidently you had a guest. My whole conundrum with this is I live about 10 miles from Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
My wife is a prominent physician in the area. Her office manager had a son that worked in the school system. There are things that I have heard from people that I trust. They went to funerals. They know people who died.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do with that information. Oklahoma City bombings, 9/11, all the way down the line. But this one I got a hard time processing.
Well, we know that Wolfgang Halberg has accumulated a tremendous amount of evidence. There's a question as to whether the school was even still an active school at the time. We know that, strangely enough, all those parents who were claiming that they lost children, their mortgages got paid off rather mysteriously. And at this point, prudence demands that we assume deception on the part of the government until it's proven otherwise. The burden of proof is on the government to prove anything that they're telling us, and they've come up really short on this. Anyway, Tom, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and get back to the news of the day here. Now, as you know, there was actually an indictment handed down against Hillary Clinton all the way back in the Whitewater scandal, and it was sealed. And a lot of people have been saying, don't we have a right to know what it was she was accused of? And so far, the National Archives has been arguing that her indictment ought to be kept secret because of Clinton's personal privacy. Now, this is the first time I've ever understood somebody who's accused of a crime allowed to hide that accusation from the public on the principle of privacy. But then when Alan Favish got his Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to the Supreme Court over the crime scene photos of Vincent Foster to confirm that there was, in fact, a second bullet wound on the body, the Supreme Court ruled against him, saying that dead people have a right to privacy. I mean, that's how absurd this stuff was definitely going to get. Well, Judicial Watch has sued for these documents, and they're finally going to get their day in court on Friday, and Judicial Watch does a lot of really good work. I have to tell you, my prediction is they will not get these documents because they get dangerously, dangerously close to the laundering of the drug money out of the CIA's Iran-Contra gun and drug running down to Nicaragua. So I don't think they're going to get it because that is the rotted core of our narcocracy, and everybody's going to agree to protect that to keep their own jobs here. All right, let's take another phone call. James in Atlanta, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to ask about Equifax. Do you know if there's any kind of stress test that anybody's doing to see if these big agencies that collect all this data can be hacked into? I mean, stress tests that they do with lenders to see what their firewalls are?
Well, they should be. The problem is, and I'm going to be talking about this more in the third hour, is we're seeing a pattern of reckless disregard for security by the owners of these giant servers. And so if you'll stay tuned to the third hour, we're going to get into that in quite a bit of detail because there's a lot of new information there, okay?
And just one more question. People keep saying meddling. Is that an old phrase? Is that a way they can keep repeating that without actually proving that that's a crime? Because that just seems like a prank or something when they keep saying meddling.
Well, they're saying meddling because it's got a negative connotation that the meddlers shouldn't be there, which they shouldn't. But it obscures the fact that the U.S. meddles in foreign elections all the time. And again, as the Wall Street Journal points out, let's stop worrying about Russia and find out how much meddling in the election was going on inside our own country between the FBI bugging the Trump campaign, between Hillary stealing the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and all of the evidence of massive election fraud that is surfacing in front of this Trump's Commission on Election Integrity. Millions of illegals voted up in New Hampshire. We have that new revelation about people from Massachusetts were driving up claiming that they'd moved to New Hampshire to vote for Hillary Clinton, and they never really did. So, I think they're trying to keep the focus on Russia because they're desperate not to have the American people realize that our election system is a complete joke. It is insecure. It is designed to facilitate and then conceal election fraud. And we need a new election system that makes it as hard as possible to cheat the election and makes it very easy to detect when it has happened. The exact inverse of the system that we have right now. Okay?
It just seems like a buzzword that somebody came up with to cover for Russia, because I don't ever remember hearing
it's a good word. Well, they're not covering for Russia. There's no evidence that Russia had anything to do with any of this stuff. Like I said, it's a misdirection to keep the focus on Russia so it doesn't come back to whether Hillary Clinton was trying to steal the election or not, which is a foregone conclusion. James, we got to let you go. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Folks. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I watched, I watched Lavrov's speech today, and he gets 4 stars. That would be one Pinocchio, right?
Well, no. Pinocchio is when you're lying, and the more you lie, the more Pinocchios you get.
So he gets no Pinocchios, 5 stars.
Okay.
Yeah, because I made a mistake the other day. I said Trump gets 5 Pinocchios because I didn't like his speech at all. And Rabbani's got 5 stars and no Pinocchios because he was a great speech. But, Mike, you know what I noticed? Lavrov's speech, he brought up the multipolar world versus the unipolar world, and he says plain and simply, you're going to make it worse for yourself if you continue this arrogance, basically, because it's not going to stop this multipolar world from coming about.
And I thought
that was a great thing he said, because that's true, you know? But Mike, did you hear a report that Russia killed 650 jihadists, and they tried to ambush, like, MPs, Russian MPs, and that got pushed back? And they found, like, all this hydrogen peroxide in big blue tubs when ISIS left an area in Deir ez-Zor, and it was all in English, the hydrogen peroxide, big blue 50-gallon drums, Mike, of hydrogen peroxide, which is, obviously it's dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous in its fully anhydrous form, but, I mean, you know, you buy hydrogen peroxide at the drugstore to disinfect cuts and stuff with. I think it may have been something else, like hydrogen sulfide. But the gist of the story, we were going to cover this a little later today, but the gist of the story is that the jihadis wanted to capture these 29 Russian soldiers and put them on public display as part of a psychological campaign to try and get Russia to pull back, and it failed miserably. These 29 Russians held out for several hours until the Spetsnaz showed up. And, of course, the Spetsnaz are real bad dudes. And the number I heard was they killed 850 of the jihadis and just absolutely destroyed the area, chased them into the desert, and just hunted them all down. So it was a major, major defeat.
Hey, Mike, there was a great video when Russia used the Kalibr cruise missiles. And you see the video, which... they use GoPros, so it's a lot cheaper than what the U.S. military spends on their equipment, and it gets the same job done, because it showed militants moving in and out of this, like, building with, like, a truck next to it, either moving explosive weapon, and it got directly squished, man. I was like, all right. It was like a direct hit. So anybody who thinks Russia don't have state-of-the-art missiles, they're 20 years ahead on us with missile tech. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've been developing cost-effective weapons is what they're doing, and the U.S. just wastes all this money to make the defense contractors rich. All right, we're going to switch over to Bill in Pennsylvania, and Bill, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to reflect on a comment that you made yesterday on yesterday's show about, the different conquests of war that United States is, like, invading different countries for, like, the last 20 years, Iraq, Libya, you know, so on and so on. The only people that really benefit from war are the bankers. And, I just hope, sooner than later, at least in my lifetime, in our lifetime, I'm at the same age as you are, that people one day get together in the streets and protest against the private central banks, to shut them down, because that, to me, that's the heart of the snake, the head of the snake, cut the head off, and I just wish one day people would just have enough and just get in the streets, Main Street, in every city, every town, and just shut the bank, the private central banks down, I had a question for you.
All right, well, you're going to have to hold on the question, because we got to take a commercial break. But, Bill, do not hang up the phone, and I will come right back to you as soon as we finish these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Bill in Pennsylvania. And Bill, you had another comment you wanted to share with us.
Oh, yeah, one last comment. I had a question for you. My last comment is, if anybody out there, you know, ever gets together and really forms an organized protest, I got some ideas for signs. No more PCB and bring back 11110. My question is, do you really think with all this, I would just say propaganda, I saw Trump's speech at the United Nations, and I couldn't be more disappointed about beating the war drums and, you know, being a puppet for Israel and the things that is like in start. My question is, without babbling on about it, sorry about that, is that do you think that there's going to come a day, if they really do start something with North Korea, that China and Russia will collaborate together and say, look, man, we've had enough of this. You know, we're going to get together and literally invade the United States and then shut it all down. We're just tired of it, you know?
Well, Russia has already stated that their strategy, if the U.S. doesn't curb its militarism, is to basically go into every country the U.S. invades and turn it into a new Vietnam and wear the United States down in a war of attrition. And it's a very good strategy because the U.S. economy is on the verge of collapse. 16 years of war have drawn down all of our stockpiles. Our existing weapons are worn out. Our new weapons are overpriced junk. So they wouldn't need to actually invade the continental United States of America. China's already said that if the United States attacks North Korea without a good reason, that they will intervene. And I have absolutely no doubt that Russia and China have already agreed that working together, they can probably defeat the United States of America right now.
Yeah, because I really have a big concern that it might progress more than just going into the countries we're trying to invade unjustly. And then, you know, it's just like, you know, we're like a bunch of mafia hitmen or something. I just don't understand why somebody doesn't step up and shut this crap down, man. It's just we are the bad guys. I totally support everything you say. It's really woken me up. Where I look at everything differently now. It's like, man, what happened?
Well, the money happened. The bankers happened. Wall Street happened. And we're living in a fascist economic dictatorship. We've lost all control over our country. Our elections are rigged. I mean, yes, Trump was able to overcome the election fraud, but look how quickly they brought him in line. And if the will of the people is being ignored, then that, by definition, makes this a dictatorship.
It's crazy, and it's like right in front of us. I don't know how can we stop it. It's like
I don't think we can.
Have that much control.
Well, I don't think we can stop it. And again, I do not advocate violent revolution. Although I'm hearing all this talk about Antifa wants to start a civil war now. But it's very obvious to me that the United States is on the same path as the former Soviet Union, and it's basically heading toward a collapse for many of the same reasons the Soviet Union collapsed. The trick now is how to let the United States die without taking the rest of the world with it. That's going to be the trick.
Yeah, we're at a real weak point economically, militarily. And, you know, they might use North Korea as just a breaking point to where they just come over and invade our country. And it's like, dude, we've had enough of this crap. You know,
I don't think
we might lose our freedoms and everything.
We already have, pretty much. I just got an email from somebody saying that their Firefox will not allow them to access the RBN website. And we know that Mozilla literally came on out and said that the next release of Firefox, and maybe it's already out, is only going to allow posting or linking to approved news sources, meaning the corporate media and the government, and everybody else is going to be blocked. So that's a very alarming development there. Anyway, Bill, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Kevin
Thank
in West
you.
Virginia. Thank you. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, I want to throw you a curveball into some things, if that's all right with you, and
okay.
Talk to you about artificial intelligence, about AI.
Yes.
Without getting too deep into it, because this is a topic you can go very, very deep and have a very long discussion about, but I look at people like Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk, you know, and I hear them speak, and also at TED Talks, some of their conversations, you know, that I see with TED Talks. I'm curious to know, and I'm under the belief that we are no longer in control of the AI, that the AI is in control of us. Do you feel that way too?
Well, artificial intelligence is still a very young concept in technology, but computers don't have to be artificially intelligent to be wielding tremendous control over our lives. And certainly nowhere is that more evident than with the economic system, where there are all these powerful computers, ultra-high-speed trading, and all these algorithms that do nothing but maximize the flow of capital to the owners of these machines. And they have skewed our economy tremendously. And I even made a video about it, and I'll make a point of putting it up on whatreallyhappened.com next break, about how certainly in the terms of the economics of the globe, computers are already ruling the earth.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wonder, in their hubris that these people, you know, created this, do they realize that they have actually created a monster? And this, you know, I'm not trying to say take over the robots, but I do believe that these things are already self-aware and self-learning and are already sentient. And, you know, I wonder, and this is getting a little bit into esotericism, you know, in the esoteric world, but I wonder, you know, a nuts and bolts quantum computer or a biological quantum computer, you know, the one thing that they're lacking, you know, to be human is a soul. Can that be taken over, or can that, quote unquote, be possessed, I guess?
Well,
nobody's
really sure if there is such a thing as a soul. Anyway, it's a very comforting fiction for those who are afraid of death. As far as quantum computing, like the transputer, it's failing to live up to all the hype. And there are a few commercially available quantum computers. And as it turns out, when they're dealing with real-world problems rather than the demos, it turns out they're really not that much faster than the conventional von Neumann machine.
Okay. They were my questions that I had for you, and I thank you for answering, and you have a great and wonderful day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. The next revolution in computers are going to be photonics, and they're starting to make some breakthroughs on that. And that will allow for much smaller chip sizes. You won't have the cooling issues to deal with. And that will result in computers that are powerful enough to have AI being small enough to fit into a robot. And at that point, there's going to be an interesting sociological issue to look at. All right, let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Glenn, are you there?
Hi, Mike. I'm here. I heard the click there.
Okay.
Hi. In July of 2005, hydrogen peroxide bombs were hand-carried by terrorists into the London transit system and killed 52 people.
Okay.
So, so either, you know, that has something to do with it, or perhaps they were planning on disinfecting a whole lot of gunshot and shrapnel wounds.
Well, again, the totally anhydrous form of hydrogen peroxide is very, very, very dangerous. The stuff that you buy at the pharmacy is diluted with a huge amount of water.
No, that's what they used. I mean, it's like,
okay.
Then over-the-counter stuff is typically like 3% or 5%, you know. But the article that talked about this bombing specifically referenced hydrogen peroxide used pharmaceutical grade. But anyway, the other dimension was in 2016, the census population number for Puerto Rico was 3.4 million, and that's how many people in there approximately are without power completely. That's
yes.
A lot of people compared to a small island like Bermuda or something like that. You know,
yeah, and they don't have food and they don't have water. I mean, it's an absolute mess. They got hit with these two storms in a row, things are so messed up down there. They're still having trouble actually getting any information out as to just how bad it was.
Right. Well, the next phase in the ensuing weeks in Houston and Florida is you're going to have problems with diseases, dysentery, typhus, cholera, West Nile virus, from mosquitoes. All that sort of stuff. They're starting to see, they're talking about that with insect repellents and stuff down in Houston and Florida. So we desperately need the pure water and enough of it to keep humans going and to keep things clean. Anyway, that's it for me, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go, and the phone lines are now open. Now, getting on back to domestic politics, it looks like Anthony Weiner is going to be going to jail for his sexting convictions here. And it was rather amazing and a little pathetic. Defense lawyers tried to portray the girl as the aggressor and saying she wanted to generate material for a book and influence the presidential election, and apparently the court wasn't buying that one. So there's been a plea bargain where Weiner has agreed not to appeal any sentence between 21 and 27 months. So he's going to go away for approximately 2 years, maybe. He may now be thinking about making a deal because, remember, Huma Abedin forwarded classified Clinton emails to Anthony, and he may be willing to make a little deal to talk about that in exchange for a reduced sentence here. Now, as you know, there's been a big dust-up over the admission that the FBI was, in fact, tapping Donald Trump's campaign both before and after the election. And remember when Donald Trump first came on out and said we're being tapped, and the whole corporate media said, oh, it's a fantasy, he's delusional, what kind of a kook nutcase would say something like that? And here we are all these months down the road, and it turns out it really did happen. And now they're starting to say that it is entirely possible that Donald Trump himself was recorded on these Manafort wiretaps. Now, supposedly the wiretaps were only on Manafort, but it looks like they caught Donald Trump on there as well. That's kind of casting a little bit of a wide net. They're still trying to make it look like this was justified by claiming Manafort agreed to give a briefing on the campaign to a Russian billionaire with close ties to the Kremlin. But a briefing is just a briefing, and it's fairly innocuous. Again, there's no evidence of Russian interference in our election, and they're trying to make this, they're trying to build a case out of absolutely nothing. They're building this case on sand, and meanwhile, of course, they're still ignoring as hard as they can the Clinton email server, the Clinton Foundation, and all this other skullduggery that's going on. Now, part of the big stink going into, between the election and Trump taking office were all these unmasking requests where supposedly classified reports on surveillance were being provided to the White House with the identities of people masked, which is the way it's supposed to be. And then somebody in the White House was asking for the real names. And it turns out most of it was being done by Samantha Power, Obama's ambassador to the United Nations, and apparently she was just using this unmasking requests of more than one per day. So she was just trying to unmask absolutely everybody that was out there and trying to develop intelligence on that. Now, as you know, Obama is out there making new speeches, $400,000 a pop. He made a short speech to the Gates Group where he referred to himself as 96 times. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a speech to hear a man talk about himself. And talk about narcissistic personality syndrome. Now, we are starting to see a concerted effort by the corporate media to tarnish anybody who is not going along with the war agenda as a Russian propagandist. They already did it once earlier this year when the Washington Post came out with a list of websites that are arms of Russian propaganda, including, I'm proud to say, my own. And then they had to pull the story back when it turned out that their only criteria for declaring somebody to be working for the Russian propaganda ministry was linking to Russia Today. Well, apparently they've decided that really is all it takes because... over at Media Matters, they have an article attacking Matt Drudge, how he's become a pipeline for Russian propaganda because he's linked to Russia Today nearly 400 times. Sputnik News and TASS since 2012. Oh, that proves that he's a pipeline for the Russian propaganda. And if you want to be a propagandist, you be a propaganda for the U.S. government, by golly. So we're going to see more and more of that. They're really trying to find some way they can shut down the internet and the independent media and find a way to get around that pesky First Amendment that allows us to all have our opinions about what's going on. So getting on back to Puerto Rico, it is a mess down there. I feel so sorry for those people. I visited Puerto Rico many, many, many years ago in my youth, and apparently one of the rivers, the storm surge took it 62 feet above the declared flood stage. So it's going to be a mess. We don't know how bad it is yet. They still can't get the information out. And apparently my concerns about the Arecibo Observatory were valid, despite the fact that they had shut the observatory down in advance of the storm. They're just now getting scientists back in there to evaluate the damage, but apparently it did suffer some damage over there as well. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Now, here's a very interesting story. This is from CNN. And it says, Hurricane Maria, U.S. mainland is not out of the woods yet. And it goes in to say that the current forecast does not show a direct hit on the East Coast, forecasters say, but such a path cannot be ruled out this far in advance. This strikes me as sensationalism to try and draw readers, because I'm keeping a close eye on all these storms, you know, through various weather tracking websites and what are called the spaghetti tracks. And yes, the outer bands of Maria are going to bring some rain to the Carolinas and Virginia, but it's this idea that it's going to suddenly swerve to the west and hit the mainland, it's absurd. This is CNN grandstanding to try and bring their readership back. and it's needless, and I might add reckless fear-mongering. Now, again, we're not out of the hurricane season. There are other systems forming over in the East Atlantic. So for those of you living in the path of the hurricanes, you shouldn't relax just yet. But claiming that Maria is still going to hit the East Coast, that's a real, real long shot. And if it happens, I'll apologize to CNN. But right now, it looks like they're just trying to generate headlines and readership here. Interestingly enough, right after the big Mexico City earthquake, a nearby volcano, Popocatépetl, it erupted right after the quake. And it's a big volcano. It's erupted a lot. And apparently, it was actually triggered into new activity by this new earthquake. Boy, it's almost starting to look like one of those biblical epics. You know, we get the hurricanes and the quakes and the mosquitoes and the brain-eating organisms and the volcanoes explode. And again, as we mentioned yesterday, the Ring of Fire is just all over the place. Vanuatu, Japan, rocking and rolling out there. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, in our recently passed defense budget, it turns out there's a rider that was put in there, championed primarily by John McCain and Lindsey Graham, which basically would make it illegal to broadcast Russia Today here in America. Presumably that includes linking to them on the websites. Look how they went after Matt Drudge. And it's rather interesting to see this happening here in the United States of America, because when the Soviet Union enacted such laws banning foreign media from broadcasting in their country, it was called the Iron Curtain. We were all told that was a bad thing. So it's getting very scary. The U.S. government is taking on all the trappings of a dictatorship now. Getting on to North Korea, North Korea is responding to all these new sanctions and this tough talk here and Trump's UN speech, saying it's the sound of a dog barking. Now, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho slammed President Trump on Wednesday, saying his threat to destroy the nation amounted to the sound of a dog barking. And if he was thinking he could scare us with the sound of a dog barking, that's really a dog dream. Now, you need to understand, Koreans hold dogs in very low esteem. They're not fans of dogs the way Americans are. Dogs are way down there. They're something that you eat. So this is a major insult. Now, basically what's going on here, North Korea is amassing nuclear weapons to avoid the fate of other nations that have surrendered their weapons to the United States in the belief it would prevent an invasion, like Libya and Iraq. And North Korea has come on out and said, you know, the example of Libya is a good example. They surrendered their nuclear weapon program, and look at the mess they're in right now. Had Libya kept their nuclear weapon program going, the U.S. would have left it alone. And again, there is this conflict out there where if Donald Trump pulls out of the P5 plus one deal with Iran, there is no way that North Korea is ever going to believe any promises that Trump makes about how we'll welcome you back into the international community and we'll hug you and love you and give you nice back rubs and everything if you surrender your nuclear weapons. It won't happen. Look at what has happened to every single nation that surrendered their weapons. Iraq gave up their chemical weapons, got invaded. Syria gave up their chemical weapons, they're still being invaded. Iran gave up their nuclear weapons, they're about to be invaded. Of course, North Korea is paying attention to all of this. So earlier today, Trump announced they're putting more sanctions on North Korea, and they're going after any banks that do business with North Korea. And it was rather interesting to hear Steve Mnuchin out there saying, none of this is targeted on China. Which is ridiculous. North Korea and China are trading partners. There's no way you can sanction North Korea where it's not going to have a negative impact on China. We're going to take a break here for station break. We'll be right back.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, They know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.